much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Right, let's burn this candle.
Yeah, Joan, if we could just have a moment, we need to get ready.
Oh, no, we gotta go. Yeah, the uppers are kicking in. Just took some lubes to kind of smooth it out, so I'm right in that sweet spot. Got about 20 minutes before I either get really tired or really horny, so let's roll.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey, Bean, you are absolutely right. It is indeed daylight saving time. So I say daylight saving time. And when other people say daylight savings time, I shut the f*** up because it doesn't affect me in any way.
Okay, I'm going to need the sarcasm to take a long walk right now.
At first, this was funny, but it's gotten out of hand.
And now.
So talk to me, Goose. How we looking?
Sexy, but not like we're trying too hard. Like, sure, we're trying, but it's almost effortless.
Our feature presentation.
Woo, party bus!
Wait.
Just let it go.
That doesn't sound like the monkey. What's going on here?
Just let it go.
He was just here yesterday.
He was. I remember that. He wasn't, no, not and then he not was. Today? But now he's not.
I thought we were going for the whole week.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
All right. We can wait.
Man with chagrined look on his face.
What's up, everybody?
Kevin.
Come on.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, you know, daylight savings. Really screwed me up.
Saving.
Usually lasts about a month and a half for me.
Was it rain related?
Sure.
Yeah. Or was it dumbass related?
Let's go with that. It's always dumbass related, okay. Unfortunately. But let's go with rain if that's an option.
It's an option.
Well, all right. You could claim that you had to come through one of the freeways that was closed this morning. Aren't there some bad things going on? Yeah. With a truck overturn or something?
Sure. Nothing near Kevin, but yeah.
But that's the way I went.
Right.
You know, it's strange. No, the 405, I think they've been doing construction on the 405 for 30 years.
That's true. Yeah.
They had like 2 or 3 lanes closed. They were picking up the cones, but it was a big backup. And I was like, come on. It's 5
late.
O'clock in the morning.
It is weird, though, with a road that's been, you know, closed on and off for 30 years, that the people who drive it every day wouldn't maybe anticipate that.
No, nope, it's different every day, my friend. Different every day.
Okay.
But that's not the reason I'm late as much as I left late.
Well, you didn't miss much.
So there's that, so, right.
I think you're actually pretty smart to just start coming in for the sweet spot of the show.
Which is when you tell us the wacky story?
No, you didn't miss anything. That's
oh,
what
I
I'm
see.
Saying.
Right.
So it was good timing. You know,
I'm working on a 7-9 deal.
Actually, I do have 2 great stories to get us started real quick before we jump into today's all-new Kevin Bean Show. Winners and losers edition of the opening stories here this morning. We'll start with the losers because this was very sad, but very bizarre. And I was watching it with my own eyes last night. Last night was the Angels-Mariners game.
Okay.
It was the Mariners' first game of the season. It was their opener, but they're opening on the road against the Angels, who already played this weekend at Dodger Stadium. So Vladimir Guerrero, who is the former Angel great, is retired now. In fact, they did one of those cool things they do in sports sometimes where you get to sign a 1-day contract so you can retire with the team you want to be remembered for. You know what I mean?
Pretty cool.
So, yeah, it was very nice. So he was throwing out the ceremonial first pitch before the Angels came last night. And he was throwing it to Don Baylor, another former Angel, an MVP himself, who is now a hitting coach for the Angels.
Okay.
So 64-year-old Don Baylor behind the plate breaks his leg attempting to catch the first pitch thrown by Vladimir Guerrero.
How do you wait?
What?
How?
If you see the video, you can see it happen, and you can see it's not. I mean, this is not a joke. This is for reals. And the man, you know, is getting surgery today. But how it happened? He seemed to hyperextend his leg a little bit while he was reaching for the pitch. Then he tried to stand up. He couldn't. Then everybody rushed over and helped him up, and his leg buckled under him again. Broke his right femur. Catching a pitch.
His right femur?
Yes, that's a big one.
That's the big one. What?
I know.
This story's not possible.
It's terrible. You can see the video. It's just it's a terrible thing, a 64-year-old man to get hurt doing something as routine as just catching one weakly thrown pitch from another man.
Didn't hit him in the leg, right?
Nope, didn't hit him at all. It was one of those just...
Guerrero wasn't bringing the heat.
No.
Huh.
It's one of those freak deals, you know, you hear about where somebody just moves the wrong way and somehow they break a bone. And that's what happened to this poor man. Oh, so obviously man. We wish him the best. But that's I'm not in no way suggesting that's an omen for the Angels, although they did end up giving up 10 runs to the Mariners. But it's not how you want your season to start.
That's this is how Joe Rogan described it.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, man! Oh, man! Oh, man!
Oh, man!
So that's the bad news.
Now, let me just put it one more time and say, it's bad news right now, right? And then
yes.
It's going to suck when he gets the surgery, and it's going to suck when he rehabs it.
Right.
But 2 years from now, it's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
And here's the good news. This is a couple in Portsmouth, Virginia. Their names are Calvin and Zatera Spencer. They won the Powerball for $1 million back on March 12th. Now, I don't know what the goal is when you play the lottery. It's to win a lot of money, but at what point do you quit? $1 million, they decided to keep playing the lottery because I guess maybe they're not set for life at $1 million, so they say, hey, let's keep playing, right?
Right.
March 26th, they win a pick four Virginia lottery game for $50,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Twice in 2 weeks, they win the lottery.
I'm never stopping.
That's unbelievable.
They didn't stop.
Right.
The next day, March 27th,
do not
they
say
won
it.
Another $1 million.
What? Yay! That's not possible.
Yeah, it's absolutely not possible, and it's exactly what happened. So, yeah, so three times they won the lottery in March. The 12th, the 26th, and the 27th, totaling $2,050,000.
Well, I hope that's enough for them.
No! Because I don't know their system, but unless they're buying hundreds or thousands of tickets, it's really not going to affect them at all. They might as well keep playing.
The $50,000 winning number, by the way, the low one, the one they probably don't think about much anymore after winning the $2 million.
Yeah, 50 grand. Yeah, that was nothing.
They played the number 6666, by the way. So some are suggesting that witchcraft or Satan is somehow involved or something like that. So I don't know. That's crazy. Calvin Spencer said after he won the second million, we're not finished yet. So people are wondering. People are looking at their system. That's for sure. Begging him. I'm sure they could probably make more money just counseling other lottery players right now.
No,
giving them numbers.
There's no, fake.
They should start charging people to give them numbers.
Right, but fake, right? I mean, obviously it's.
Yeah, they don't know.
It's luck.
Yeah. So
they should hold seminars.
Crazy stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
Okay, Kevin. Want to talk about your situation?
I'd rather not, if you don't mind. Seth Green will be on the show today. Always love him.
Yes.
Talking Robot Chicken, DC2. Michael Jackson has a new album that's coming out in May. That turns out to be a thing.
For real.
Michael Jackson, new album.
I mean, a lot of times people die with unfinished songs, that's for sure. Look, how many records did Tupac finally spit out before he stopped?
Yeah, Michael's got a long way to go to catch up to Tupac.
Yeah.
But he does... He does say this is it, though.
This will be it.
Right.
This is it. When I say this is it,
right.
It really means this is it.
All right, so.
This is it.
No more.
I mean, this is really it.
Right.
This is the final.
Okay.
This is the final curtain call.
Okay.
This is
okay.
It. And when I say this is it,
right.
It really
this is
means
it.
This
right.
is it.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. I guess I hope so.
We are going to talk to people who have one-of-a-kind memorabilia. Bean was telling us a story yesterday about a guy who owns a Nobel Peace Prize. He bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be something that you can't buy, that you have to win.
Well, yeah, and Bean said it's only twice now that one of those has been on the market.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty dang rare.
It is pretty dang rare. I haven't heard the word dang in 12 years.
Trying to clean up my language.
I like it. The government is paying for penis pumps. We'll give you the details on that.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Bean's very happy. we have tickets for April Foolishness in the party bus section. Party bus not included, but it's right up front, and you get the parking, which is probably the best part of it.
Probably.
You get to sit right up front. There's a meet and greet, and there's a bunch of stuff going on. And David Hasselhoff is having an auction of his crap.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, some of his TV
memorabilia. Sure, I bet he's got a bunch of stuff.
So
Does that mean he's broke, by the way?
I don't know.
Or he's just cleaning out the garage.
I wondered. Yeah. It could be either way.
Yeah.
But so that's happening. Bean cannot... Bean told us yesterday, this is a quote, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lisa, because I'm not the best at quotes. He said the Malaysian airline story is the first thing he checks every morning.
Yes.
And the last thing he checks before he goes to bed every night.
Yes.
Is that accurate, B?
And he cannot stop checking in constantly.
Right. It is. It is accurate. Yes. And it's news this morning, by the way.
It's really. It's been a month.
It has.
I'm to the point now where it's so much overload. If they find it, I don't want to know. I'm tired of it. Let's move on.
I don't like unanswered questions.
And people are smoking coffee now as well. So that's a thing. So we got that. We got your tickets for Coachella coming up at 9 a.m. We do that at 9 and 5 right through Coachella, which, by the way, is a week from Friday.
That's correct.
What's up with that?
That's insane.
It's April.
Okay. I guess that is what's up with that. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Don't forget, again today on the Kevin and Bean Show, we want to send you to go see the Arctic Monkeys. They're going to be at the Staples Center on August the 7th. Today.
They're not that kind of monkey. Oh.
Tickets in the fourth row, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? That's up close and personal right
there.
They
should be.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. You can get the details at KROQ.com. By the way, where do they buy those tickets?
Ticketmaster!
That's right. Details at KROQ.com. You can win your tickets coming up this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Ralph Garman.
Hey!
What's going on?
Things.
Interesting.
Fun.
Stuff. Things.
Things and stuff. And things. Stuff.
Sounds like a new hit.
Thank you. I like it. I'm going to buy it. Well, now we may know why John Mayer dumped Katy Perry, or vice versa. Maybe another woman. Shocking, huh?
Yeah, wow.
Star Magazine saying he is now dating General Hospital actress Kelly Monaco. It's a good deal right there, by the way.
Yeah. Remember her from Dancing with the Stars, one of the early seasons.
They reportedly hooked up a few years ago. He's been trying to get back with her ever since, including, sources say, while he was with Katie, and now that that relationship is over, he has jumped back in with both feet, if you will, to the Kelly Monaco relationship. So, they got that.
He sure does seem like the kind of guy who's not going to settle down. He's the George Clooney type, I think.
How dare you?
Because he has options.
He's just trying to find the right woman to spend the rest of his life with, Kevin.
Sure.
He's looking for love.
Sure.
Speaking of love, congratulations to Sarah Gilbert and musician Linda Perry. They tied the knot on Sunday. The 39-year-old actress, probably best known for her work on Roseanne, but she's currently one of the hosts of The Talk. Been engaged to the 48-year-old singer, songwriter, producer since she popped a question at a picnic. Very romantic. Linda, of course, was the lead singer for Four Non Blondes, you may remember. And she said, hey, 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 hey,
right.
Hey.
Right, right.
She said, hey.
That's the song, right.
What's going on?
Yep.
One Direction's Zayn Malik is not, I repeat, not dead. All girls, put down the knives. Big death hoax involving the One Direction member. Took off yesterday. Somebody on Twitter led the charge. The hashtag RIP Zayn Malik trended worldwide, just freaking out little girls everywhere. Just made them nuts. But we now know the truth. It's a 100% false story. Somebody really went to great lengths to convince people that he was indeed dead, including a phony photoshopped BBC story about Malik being found dead in a hotel room.
Why do people, why are there so frequently these hosts, oftentimes about young pop stars? Why do people do it, Ralph?
I think they like to watch little girls cry.
It's a way of being noticed, I would guess, of some of those people.
But nobody knows the name of anyone who does one.
No,
it's not like you get famous.
You're the guy.
Yeah, you made a...
I did that. Look at those people freaking
you
made out.
You just enjoy seeing it, how widely it gets spread.
Yeah, you made a huge deal.
Bean gets very upset when people screw with the young male pop stars.
He does. That's
like
right. Yeah.
Sleep
no,
them
I'm just
alone.
trying to get the incentive behind doing that. It seems like a lot of work for something without much payoff. That's all.
Miranda Kerr says she's open to the possibility of a same-sex relationship.
All right.
Kevin's having a standing
Why
ovation.
Why am I the only one?
She does an interview of the British version of GQ magazine, where she talks about how she really enjoys the female form. I appreciate both men and women. She says, I love the female body and truly appreciate the female form.
Same with me.
I enjoy sketching women, especially their backs, she says.
What?
I definitely need a man in the bedroom, however, a nice strong chest to lie on. Still, I want to explore. Never say never, she says. regarding a same-sex relationship.
All right.
You know, that doesn't include you, Kevin, right? It's not the same-sex relationship plus Kevin's going to come over. Well, you know,
she says she likes both. Yeah, but she needs a man in the bedroom.
Not for you, as Dave the Chemist could say.
Oh, please.
You don't get to
I'm next in line.
You don't get to have the benefits of her dating another woman. And this is interesting news. Real life and art crossing once again and one emulating the other. Looks like the cast of Nashville is going to go out and perform a limited concert tour this spring.
No kidding.
I would like to go to that.
Me too.
I would like to go to there, as Tina Fey says.
They'll sing their own stuff. And
they do on the show.
Good singers, that's what I'm asking.
It's all original songs, and the cast of actors have all been cast because they also have instrumental and vocal talent, so they also sing and perform their own
songs.
That
makes sense.
And what a shock that was to see actresses like Hayden Panettiere and Connie Britton, who we already knew and loved, and see them be able to sing and really be good.
Yeah.
The biggest names probably won't be on tour. Connie Britton and Hayden Panettiere have not signed up yet, but you get Claire Bowen, who plays Scarlett O'Connor on the show. She would be performing. Chip Esten, who plays Deacon Claiborne, would be performing. Avery Barkley, played by Jonathan Jackson, Gunnar Scott, and Will Lexington would all be performing their songs, hit songs from the show. And it would be all great. A limited 3-date tour, unfortunately. Whoa. One in Chicago, one in Washington, D.C., and one in New York City.
So I don't know who any of those people are.
This tour is to support the upcoming soundtrack album, which will be in stores in May, but that would be fun to see them sing.
What a shame they're not coming to L.A. You could go to your first ever country music show, Ralph.
Yeah, but it doesn't count because it's a TV show, country show.
Awesome.
Country.
That's the exemption that you have for
yes,
that?
That's the right. loophole I would get.
Are they running out of people who can hook up on that show? They're burning through every possible combination on Nashville this season, aren't they, Ralph?
I won't let you say one disparaging word about Nashville.
Wow. I will not allow it at all.
I'm just saying people are having sex that you would never have predicted would have sex with one another. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying it's perfect just the way it is, except for that freaking mayor. Oh, I hate Teddy. Oh, Teddy's going to get a punch right in the nose from me. Today's celebrity birthday is reggae singer Jimmy Cliff. Jimmy Cliff, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's 66 years old today. Actress Annette O'Toole. Lovely, talented, and one of the best marriages in Hollywood. She's married to Michael McKean. They seem like a great couple. 62 years old. Susan Boyle, one of Kevin's favorites. I had a dream. I had a dream. She's the winner, of course, of Britain's Got Talent, and she's crazy. 53 years old. Method Man is 43. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow is 41 years old. Actor Sam Huntington celebrates his 32nd birthday. Taron Killam from SNL and, you know, all that stuff they do.
That other stuff, sure.
32 years old. And actor Ace Butterfield is also having a birthday today. 17 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So the party bus section of Kevin Bean's April Foolish to 2014 at the Shrine this Saturday is going to be awesome, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's in the pit, basically. That's right.
You're up close to the stage to see all the comedians. VIP reception with the morning show, limited edition party bus section t-shirt, and of course the VIP parking, which is nice to have down there at the Shrine. It's going to be a great lineup. We thought we'd give away some tickets bright and early this morning here on K-Rock at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, how are we doing this? I don't think we've played this game for Foolishness before, have we?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe once, but Dave the King of Mexico is in the studio.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dave.
Dave is going to deliver a joke that has been done by one of the comedians on the bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, we run the risk here of alienating the comedians because Dave may do it better than them.
I am a master joke teller.
Right. Yeah. So he'll read the joke. You just have to tell us which comedian it is.
Okay. So he might steal their act, basically.
Correct,
Because their fans are going to hear Dave go, and they're going, why are we wasting our time with that other dude when Dave can do it?
El Rey Las Comicas.
Uno, dos, tres.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Omar. Let's move on. Sounds like you're a meeting comedian.
Okay, so basically, what's going to happen here is Dave will read a joke, and then you, caller, just tell us, is it Jim Jefferies, is it Patton Oswalt, Adam Carolla, Tim Minchin, Doug Benson, Eddie F., Taylor Williamson? Which comedian's joke is Dave doing? If you're right, whoops, that's not what you want to hear at all. If you're right, you'll hear this. If you're right, you are going to go into the drawing. Somebody in the next 5 minutes will win the Party Bus section of Kevin Means April Foolishness. Who's our first contestant?
That would be Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Very good, thank you.
All right, Chris, this is the you're the first contestant. You're the guinea pig here. Let's see how you do. Listen up. Dave will tell the joke. You tell us which comedian he's doing.
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm so funny.
Oh, all right.
Bring forth my doom spawn and your stink crevice and prove the gypsies wrong.
Adam Carolla.
I'm sorry, this time it was Patton Oswalt.
Bring forth my doom spawn from your stink crevice and prove the gypsy wrong.
Dave, it was uncanny how much you sounded like Patton Oswalt when you did that.
You know what's weird is you played the buzz and the guy goes, yes.
I know.
Well, he was trained because Bean got it wrong the first time.
I see. Kevin, hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin works for the Alzheimer's Association. You might want to, I'm going to get his number. All right, here's your joke. Tell us which
comedian. Probably going to forget to get his number, but good luck with that.
Here's your joke. Tell us who said it.
All right, when I'm 90, I'm doing heroin. Really, I'm going to do it. Seriously, I'm going to be like, go ahead, tap a vein. They're everywhere. You might as well shoot one right in my forehead.
I think that's Jim Jefferies. Damn it.
When I'm 90, I'm doing heroin. Really, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be like, go ahead, tap a vein. They're everywhere. You might as well shoot it right in the one in my forehead. Go ahead.
That's the great Eddie Ifs. Nice try, though. Thank you for playing. Who's next?
Let's go to Henry. Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Henry.
I'm killing it.
Yeah, you are.
Woo! Waka, waka, waka.
We know that because everybody's getting them. Oh, wait.
All right. If you have difficulty learning, that's what's stupid. If you find it hard to put information in your head and recall it when you need it, that's textbook stupid. And there's nothing wrong with being stupid. I'll take a nice idiot over a smart a-hole any day of the week.
That's Adam Carolla.
No.
That's what stupid is. If you find it hard to put information in your head and recall it when you need it, that's textbook stupid.
Really, that's me in a nutshell right there.
Are we fast approaching sudden death here?
I believe
so. Yeah, we are.
Are we in sudden death?
Yeah, let's do sudden death, yeah.
Okay.
First person to get it right gets tickets to the party bus section, which is right up front. Party bus not included. All right, Justin, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Justin.
Hey, party people. Hello, Lisa May.
Justin's going to get this one because I'm funny.
Yeah, you are funny.
All right. She made me go see a documentary on Stonehenge. People are flying all across the globe to go visit a bunch of rocks just because they were built by aliens. Big deal. So was my driveway.
Tim Minchin?
Taylor Williamson.
People are flying from all across the globe to go visit a bunch of rocks just because they were built by aliens. Big deal. So was my driveway.
Dave, do you see the difference between how they're reading their jokes and how you're reading their jokes?
Well, yeah, I'm better, but you know, other than that.
No, I think that's accurate. Let's go to
all right.
Daniel, sudden death. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, good morning.
Please get it. Here's Dave.
See, the people are getting it wrong because they're laughing, so they're not listening. So
I understand. I totally understand.
Yeah. All right. Seattle's another city I would like to talk about because in Seattle, they have a saying, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and then shoot yourself in the face.
Adam Carolla.
But he's Doug Benson.
Seattle is another city that I would like to talk about because in Seattle, they have a saying, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and then shoot yourself in the face.
How many have we done and how many winners do we have?
1, 2, 3, 4. We've done 5 so far. Oh. No winners, but I'm feeling good about our next contestant.
All right. Hi, Joey.
Too busy laughing.
Hey. Right.
They're too busy laughing. All right.
Here's Dave. Good luck.
All right. Well, there you go. Zip ties, everybody.
What?
Well, there you go. Zip ties, everybody.
That's just Adam Carolla.
Yes!
All right. Well, there you go. That's zip ties, everybody.
I guess people thought, just keep guessing at him. It's got to be that at some point.
Well, we'll get to him.
Good job.
Right. Well said.
Nicely done. We'll see you in the party bus section. Congratulations, Joey. Thank you for playing the game. Dave, a job well done.
I know.
Well, no, not really, actually.
El rey de las cómicas.
Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to be talking to you about your one-of-a-kind memorabilia items that you own. A lot of collectors.
Yeah.
A lot of people love those oddball celebrity-related items or historically related items. That's a fascinating topic to me. So those are coming up next hour. In the meantime, here's one to get your collection going if you are a David Hasselhoff fan. It's kind of crazy.
You lost some of the David Hasselhoff fan.
There are a lot of people out there who love that Knight Rider. I'll tell you that. There are people who love that show. I mean, you could actually own the actor's personal Knight Rider kit car. You can actually own a car that fans made as a gift to David Hasselhoff a number of years ago that looks just like the kit car. And it has buttons inside, Kevin, that you can push that has 4,000 sound bites from the show.
Wow.
So you're driving around. You got a little soundboard, you know, a little kit car soundboard in your car while you're driving around. I mean, if you're a fan of Knight Rider, how awesome would that be to own?
But it wasn't used in the show?
It wasn't used in the show. It was okay. A gift to David Hasselhoff after the show.
That's weird.
And by the way, if you're the fans who took all the time and money to make that for David Hasselhoff and then he's selling it, you'd be pretty ticked, I would imagine.
I think so. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
A Baywatch pinball machine you can buy.
Sweet.
Items that David Hasselhoff has worn on screen.
Is he broke?
I don't know. We wanted to find out more about this auction. Like, what's it all about? What kind of stuff is he selling? So we asked Dave if he could line up Mr. Hasselhoff, and I believe we have the Hoff on the phone right now.
Hey, David.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How are you guys?
We are good. How are you?
Hey, the Hoff on K-Rock.
Right.
Because, you know,
right.
The Hoff loves to rock.
We hear that. Yeah.
I think we have to start with Kevin's question, and that is, are you broke? Is that why you're selling all this stuff?
Oh, no. I'm great. Thanks for being concerned, guys. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. But no, I just decided I needed some room. You know, I got a lot of collectibles, a lot of memories from these years, and in order to free up some space in the old home, I have to sell Hoff some of my things.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't mean to be Hoff-putting. Sorry about that.
Man.
I've been selling things on and off for years.
Okay, actually. We got it. Your name is Hoff, and it sounds like Hoff. Listen, you're really cleaning out the closet, though. Some of this stuff I can't believe you ever really wore, like this denim jacket with the Disney characters on it. Why would you wear something like that?
Well, I love Disney.
Right.
I love Disney characters. And that was for an event we did at Disneyland, and I was wearing that jacket.
Okay.
Oh,
I see.
My own personal jacket. And you can own a little piece of the Hoff.
What about the golf cart that is Knight Rider themed?
Yeah, the Knight Rider golf cart that I used to drive my kids around on Halloween. Imagine seeing, Michael Knight behind the wheel of a mini kit, and it was great. It's a great little item that's going to be a big money maker, we think.
What about a giant model of yourself? Why do you have that?
God, it's a prop from the SpongeBob movie that I was in.
Okay.
And they made a giant life-size, oversized, actually, prop for the shoot to make it look like I was just sailing through the water.
I see.
Oh. And so I got to keep that prop, and now it could be yours if well, listen, I'll tell you what. For K-Rock listeners, for Kevin and Bean listeners, just mention K-Rock, and you get 10% off anything you buy.
Wow. It's a nice deal for our listeners. Thank you for that, David.
10% off.
Right.
Right.
Your name is Hoff. It sounds like Hoff. Yeah. We get it.
Hey, how do I get tickets for that Coachella thing?
It's already sold out. I'm sorry.
Do they have rooms available at the Marriott, you think?
I don't believe any rooms are left, no.
Well, listen, we got lots of great stuff. It's not even listed. We're going to be selling off.
Okay.
Or selling Hoff, I guess.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Pamela Anderson, one of her actual implants. I got one of those if you want to buy it.
That's a strange item.
That's a neat item. Okay.
Yeah, we got into a fight on the set one day. She got so angry she ripped it out of her chest and threw it at me.
Oh, that's a terrible fight.
Yeah, it was.
Huh.
But you can have one of her implants.
I don't want that, but go ahead. What else you got?
I got a quart of actual transmission fluid from Kit.
Used?
But yeah, right from Kit's own transmission. We drained it. Hold a second. Oh, I drank that last night.
No. Oh. So you got to scratch that off?
Hey, how about the burger I was eating in that video my daughter shot?
You know, that looks sort of gross.
Yeah, but it was delicious.
Right.
It was a delicious burger.
You still have that?
Well, not in the original form. It came back up later that night.
Oh, no, man.
Buy a bucket of vomit.
I got the Baywatch crack sand. You guys want that?
Crack sand?
Crack sand.
Yeah.
No.
You know, working on the beach all the time, sometimes you get your sand in the old crack.
Yeah, but that's a horrible item.
I
emptied
it out into a Ziploc bag and some of that.
I think it's safe to say I don't want anything that's been in your crack.
There's some pebbles in there, too. I think it's pebbles. Can't be sure.
I'm not.
Maybe get your rocks off.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we want to buy any of these things.
I got
David.
Some chest hair clippings. You guys want some of that?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ew.
You guys, why don't you buy something?
Oh, what do you, that's not, you're not drinking again, are you?
It's just a little eye-opener, a little morning eye-opener.
Well, you were doing fine. You sounded fine.
Mm-hmm.
You sounded
I'm about to get a whole lot more fine.
And good spirits as well.
These are our good spirits.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, it's good.
Wow, he really goes for it.
Why did you buy something?
You should buy something.
Buy something.
I don't want to buy any of your crap.
I have no money.
There it is. There it is.
I am this close to getting thrown off my property.
Oh, that's David. Was that's
it
just sad?
Was it Baywatch at one point the number one TV show in the world?
Yeah.
Well, didn't that make you a lot of money?
I'm all right.
You're all right.
I'm all right.
Okay. Well, this isn't helping, David.
I'm going to sell my plasma.
Your plasma, your TV, your blood. Come on, well, TV's plasma. Come on, off. You're with me.
But people don't. People sell their blood when they're broke.
Okay,
right. That was where that was coming from. I see.
Oh, no! What happened?
You should handle your...
He's drinking too fast.
Here's something else for the auction.
Yeah, no. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:52. Ralph Garman joins us. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
I have something to give away. Something you're going to want, people. It's tickets to the premiere of the new Johnny Depp film, Transcendence.
Yeah.
Right. Boy, does this film look good. Great cast, too. Besides the amazing Mr. Depp, you also get Rebecca Hall, who I love, Morgan Freeman. Looks like a great cast. Johnny plays a scientist who is terminally ill, about to die, and so he downloads his mind into a computer with the help of his wife. This grants him power beyond his wildest dreams. Soon he becomes unstoppable, and that means bad things for mankind. Paul Bettany's also in this movie. Boy, the trailer looks fantastic. It is for the premiere of Transcendence, which happens Thursday, April the 10th at the Westwood Bruin Theater. Movies in theaters everywhere Friday, April the 18th. But you will be there at the premiere of the film. If you know Johnny Depp, if you're a Johnny Depp fan, I'm going to give this to somebody who really appreciates it. Call me now, 1-800-520-1067 with the answer to this trivia question. All I need is the name of Johnny Depp's hometown. Give me the town Johnny Depp was born in. He moved a lot as a kid before settling actually in Florida later in his life as a teenager before he left and moved to L.A. to become a rock musician. He was going to be a musician.
Huh.
Never planned on being an actor. But give me the town he was born in. 1-800-520-1067. That is not a town. It's not even a person. It's just John Travolta being wrong.
Muggs just pulled up that clip. And I looked at him like, well, how is that even relevant? And then Bede played it.
Well, because it's the name of a thing.
Right.
But it's not a town.
Right. I looked at Bugs like, what a stupid idea. Bede came right
with
it.
Can you look at Bean that way, please, too, as well? Maybe he'll. Yeah, let's all look
it.
At him. With
it. I stand by
you
it.
You do? Really? You're
there
happy
There are people
with that?
Out there who heard that and thought, oh, see, that's out of context. That's
nope.
Funny. That did not happen. Hold on. I got to check what's going on with the plane.
It's Don on the phone. Get that. Ridiculous. So you're filming your movie. Let's say you're Joss Whedon and you're filming your movie and you're making The Avengers.
Right.
And then you have to stop filming because they need to pull a dead body out of the water where you're shooting.
Oh,
that's a bad thing, right?
It's not. Was it an actor part of the
Luckily,
movie or no?
Luckily, no, it wasn't part of the crew or the cast.
Wow.
It was
that sucks.
A totally unrelated body. They're filming in South Korea near the Mapo Bridge. Which apparently is a very popular location for suicide.
Huh.
And so they're shooting there at the bridge, and the cops come along and say, we have to get, can you just take five here? We gotta,
can you imagine?
We got to fish a corpse out of the water.
Yeah, let's call it a day, people. See you tomorrow.
So that kind of bummed everyone
out. No kidding.
Shut down production for a while the police recovered a dead body from the water near there. But that's kind of sad.
Yeah. That does it.
Do we really need another Pink Panther movie?
No.
Without Blake Edwards or Peter Sellers alive anymore to participate?
No.
Steve Martin tried
to reboot
sort
the
of that didn't work, right?
Boy, was that awful.
Was it?
Yeah.
However, MGM is announcing they are going to reboot the Pink Panther series. This time, they say they're going to focus more on the famous cat burglar who steals the Pink Panther diamond in the original film, if you may remember. That's how the whole thing got started. Rather than Inspector Clouseau. So they say it's going to be a different vibe. It's going to change everything, man. To which I say, then change everything.
Yeah.
Don't make it the Pink Panther. This is kind of cool, though. They're making another Phantasm movie. You ever seen any of the Phantasm horror movies?
I don't think so.
It's got that silver orb that flies around and then burrows into your skull.
No, I don't think I've seen that.
Come on, Phantasm.
Sounds great.
It was a terrifying horror movie franchise. It's been dormant for a while, but they're bringing back Phantasm Ravager.
You are all going to die tonight.
Name of the new film. It'll be the fifth in the Phantasm series. Source says the film's already been shot, with some of the original cast members making cameos in the film. And, of course, the sphere of death will be back as well. Boy, that was terrifying to me when I was a kid. I'm going to chase you down and just
love
stick
it
in your skull. It's a nightmare. Darth Vader's running for the president of the Ukraine. I don't know if anyone
I'm
interested.
Sorry?
Darth Vader declared his candidacy for the presidency of the Ukraine this week. Turns out anyone can run for president in the Ukraine, much like here in the United States. If you got enough money and enough names on a petition, you can throw your hat in the ring, and that's just what Darth Vader did. He promised voters that he knows what it takes to build an empire. He's got that going for
sure.
him. Vader has filed paperwork with the Central Elections Commission for his candidacy, and it is an election slated for May the 25th.
I'd vote for him.
I would, too. I might move to the Ukraine just so I can vote for Darth Vader. They had a big press conference. He came out, and all the stormtroopers are out there.
Really?
And he was given a speech and everything, and they've raised the money. Apparently, it's the Ukraine's internet party is the party that he represents.
Okay.
Which means nerd. But it looks like he's the real deal, and his name will be on the ballot.
Well, I'd vote for him in a second.
I would, too.
That's awesome.
It was funny. The guy's got the full-blown costume, and he was giving this very impassioned speech. And there was one woman who was like so moved, she was crying when she hugged him. It's a very strange news conference, if you get a chance to see it online.
They know he's a bad guy, right?
Well, so is Putin. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
you got one
exactly.
or the other, man. What are your choices?
He's got a lightsaber, though. Look, he knows how to use it.
Who's going
to
defend Ukraine against Putin better than Vader? You think Vader's going to let Putin just come in and start taking off pieces of Ukraine? No. Thank you. He's going to build a Death Star.
I like it.
Me too. We have an answer to my trivia question?
We do.
I believe Jacqueline was the first person through with the correct answer. Jacqueline?
Hi.
I need Johnny Depp's hometown, please.
Pardon me?
I need Johnny Depp's hometown.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
That's right. You wouldn't peg Johnny Depp as a Kentucky boy,
no,
would you?
No, you would not.
No.
Yeah. Thanks, Jacqueline, for calling in. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to the premiere of Transcendence.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Also, congratulations to Adam and Tanya and Angelo and Derek. They all knew the right answer as well. I'll have more tickets to the premiere of Transcendence all week long, so make sure you stick around. Today's celebrity birthday is Jimmy Cliff. The reggae singer is 66 years old today. Actress Annette O'Toole turned 62. Boy, I had the biggest crush on her when I was a kid.
Did you? Was she Superman's mom on Smallville?
She was. But more importantly, she was Superman's girlfriend, Lana Lang, in Superman. With Christopher Reeve.
Oh, right.
Susan Boyle, the singer, winner of Britain's Got Talent, is 53 years old today. Method Man turns 43. Rachel Maddow from MSNBC is 41. Sam Huntington, the actor, is 32 years old. Taron Killam, comedian, SNL star, is 32. And actor Asa Butterfield celebrates his 17th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
taking care of you with lots of great concerts this year. In fact, this hour, we'll hook you up with fourth row tickets for Arctic Monkeys at Staples Center August 7th. Tickets are going on sale for that this Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Once again, it's a weekday. It's 9 o'clock. That means Coachella tickets for you. So all of that coming up. Details at KRock.com. Please enjoy.
Let's talk about the government who is now funding penis pumps. That's happening.
That makes no sense to me.
Yep. Apparently.
I'm going to ask a stupid question here.
Yes.
And I'll pretend that I'm asking this question on behalf of those ignorant Amoses in the audience who may not know.
For someone
what's
else?
A penis pump do?
It is a it's a tube that has an amazing amount of suction in it.
Oh, so it's just for private time?
Correct.
It's not a sexual aid.
Well,
it
yes.
is because it's not supposed to finish the deal. It's just supposed to get you warmed up.
Right.
I see. So it's a fluffer.
Yes.
Okay. So you would use the penis pump as a warm up to get going for when you, so you're ready for when your lady's ready.
Yes.
Understood. Okay. Under
Obamacare, it is now covered. Wait to hear how much each penis pump is. This is a Daily Show correspondent Samantha Bee.
One of the effects of Obamacare is that insurance companies have to cover women's health care needs, including contraceptives. But not everyone is happy about that.
Why should the taxpayers, why should everybody else have to pay for an individual's sexual choices and decisions?
Women ought to pay for their own birth control.
They are helpless without Uncle Sugar coming in and providing for them a prescription each month for birth control.
Thankfully, Republican legislators are taking action. So far this year, they've launched close to 40 attacks on government-mandated contraceptive laws. And it's only March. Yet defenders of the contraceptive mandate, like women's health advocate Elise Hoag, contend that women's sexual health care is a medical necessity.
Women use oral contraception, birth control pill for all sorts of reasons, from regulating our cycle to endometriosis to avoiding unintended pregnancies. Slut bags. Sex has consequences. Tramp virus. Excuse me, I just had something in my throat. It was a It wasn't. It would never be. That's disgusting.
I love Samantha.
I do too. She's awesome.
By the way, it's ridiculous to say that a penis pump is the same as a woman getting birth control. It's insane.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and, you know, my feeling is you can pay for the birth control now or you can pay for the baby later.
Yeah,
one is
right.
way more expensive. But, hey, if that's what you want.
Now, this is funny. I mean, it's the Daily Show, so it's hilarious. And, you know, it's a very tongue-in-cheek report. But the truth is are the government is really paying for penis pumps.
Yeah.
Is the government also paying for things like Viagra to help men with erections?
Listen, insurance companies have been paying for Viagra for years. They started paying for that before they started paying for birth control.
And it's disgusting the amount our society spends annually on sexual health care. $819 million on Viagra, $782 million on Cialis. Oh, wait, no, those are for men, though, right?
The existing system is absolutely a double standard. Medicare has spent $172 million on penis pumps.
$172 million
yeah.
wow. on penis pumps.
That better be a lot of penis pumps. I don't know how much they are, but that sounds like a ton of dough.
In the last 5 years at $360 a pop.
$360 per.
Wow.
$172 million.
Oh, my God.
Your tax money at work.
Wait, Medicare funds penis pumps? Yes.
That's right. Medicare provides penis pumps at a cost of $360 a piece, which has never been debated once. Not once. Never.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. I know, right? This is what we face every day.
$172 million, not one debate about it.
It's just stunning.
That is
amazing. There's a lot of old men in our government.
Now, Samantha Bee is not exactly sure how to use the penis pump, so she turns it on, and it's got a pretty strong suction to it. And she turns it on near her face, her right cheek, and it gets stuck on her. Sorry, suck was the wrong word. It gets stuck on her cheek and causes like a 2-inch welt that's the size of the bottom of a glass.
Wow.
On her right cheek. Like it's just monstrous and red, and you can't get away from it.
These are hardworking American penises. I mean, she would really be abandoning them at the end of their careers?
No.
That's right. Sexual health expert Beattie Cohan knows the importance of keeping seniors from getting a one-way ticket to Softy Town.
The vacuum penis pump, which is a fabulous, fabulous device that gives men basically instant erections. It takes a little bit of doing.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay.
Now it's stuck on her face.
I think I have a bit of a problem. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Okay. We have a situation.
So then she finally gets it off of her face, and there's a, like I said, like a 2-inch giant welt on her face. Like, there's no possible way you could not notice it.
Cohan clearly understands the benefits of these devices, but with so many non-believers out there, the question is, how did the funding even go through? What? Can you see it?
She's one of the funniest people in the world.
I want to talk about your penis pumps and how they fit into your life. The importance of the penis pump in your life. Okay. Okay, which one of you is doing that? Who's doing that?
Bunch of guys.
You? Is that you? Okay, no. Okay, guys, this is so not cool. This is very disgusting. Okay, everybody, hands up. Hands on the table, please. Hands on the... Oh, my God. How are you even doing that?
See, because he puts his hands up on the table. And somehow he's still using it. $172 million. Tax money, penis pumps.
That's close to a half a million penis pumps, by the way. Who's getting all these?
I know, right?
I don't know. Exactly. I don't know. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 722.
Somebody's eating breakfast right now.
Come on. I thought I could.
We can tell, Kevin. We can tell.
I thought I could hide it.
I've never eaten nothing. I think I would have to eat a corner, but it's still radio.
I'll bet half of the people wouldn't have recognized had we you could not tell, pointed dude. It out, Bean.
We could tell. Hey, Seth Green joins us next hour here on The Kevin Bean Show. Later in the week, our friend Adam Carolla, William H. Macy on the program, comedian Rhys Darby is going to be here, Patton Oswalt is going to be here. A lot of good stuff. And Tim Simons from the TV show Veep, which finally comes back, I think, this Friday night. That's all this week on The Kevin Bean Show. Ralph, I'm glad you've joined us. Because we want to talk about your kind of people now, the people who are collectors.
The greatest people in the world.
The people who see a unique item, a piece of memorabilia, something with show business or historical significance, and they say, I got to have me some of that. Now, Kevin is the exact opposite of that. There's nothing at all, except for maybe a couple of sports things that you'd at all be interested in, right, Kevin?
The sports things I got for gifts, which is awesome.
He never got them himself.
I got like an autographed Kobe ball, you know, and hockey stuff. I have some King stuff. Mm-hmm. But give it to me as gifts. I can't really go in for this kind of stuff. I don't know why you would spend your money on this kind of
stuff. Okay, but let me ask you this. Like, you love Anchorman. Perfect example.
Yes.
Anchorman is one of your favorite movies of all time.
Right.
If you had the opportunity for a modest fee to own one of Rod and Burgundy's suits from Anchorman, wouldn't you want to have that? Wouldn't that be a super cool thing to have in your house?
What would I do with it?
You would go, I love Anchorman, and that's Rod Burgundy's suit.
I don't, no. No, I don't. Oh, I have a Tom Morello guitar. I have that.
But what do you do with that?
I hang it up.
What do you do with it?
With pride.
But why?
But I wouldn't get it.
Why would you do that? Why do you have it?
I do love Anchorman. I would take Will Ferrell. I mean, I could take like
if he could live in your house,
yeah.
Human Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Now, the reason we're talking about this topic and the reason we want to take your calls of the unique, maybe even one of a kind items that you own of show business or historical significance, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. You've got that item in particular that you're super proud of. The reason we started talking about this week is because of a story that I mentioned briefly yesterday morning about somebody who found in a pawn shop in South America a Nobel Peace Prize from 1936, and somehow it made its way to auction and ended up selling for $950,000. So we were having a discussion, who would pay almost $1 million to have somebody else's Nobel Peace Prize? Obviously, somebody would. Somebody did.
That is weird.
What's going on there?
What's going on there?
Sad things are going on there that somebody had to take it to a pawn
something
shop.
They wanted.
First of all.
I know, but why? Why would you want somebody else's Nobel Peace Prize?
Of
somebody
you've
never even heard
of. How many are there in the world?
Well, I mean, they give out one every year for the last 100 years or so,
but
I guess.
But how many are available to buy?
Well, this is only the second one that has ever been sold.
That's why.
No.
So it's pretty rare.
It's very collectible.
If I bought but it, I'd probably wander around with it at all times. Oh, what's this? Yeah, you know, Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah.
Now, Ralph, I'm glad you're here because
by the way, 1936, not a very peaceful time in the world.
That's a good point.
Really, a very ineffective Peace Prize.
You're memorabilia man. How did you get started on your
that's my
your
secret
collecting?
Identity, memorabilia man.
Ralph does have an entire room dedicated to the...
I have an extensive 60s vintage Batman memorabilia collection, yes.
And you have other things, too, other than just the Batman TV series stuff?
No, that's just... That is my little slice of interest, yeah. If you're a collector, you tend to, I think, pare down to something very specific, and then that way you can sort of focus in on that stuff.
How many items do you have?
I don't know, 1,500.
What?
Wow. Oh, my God.
1,500,
somewhere in there, yeah.
I thought you were going to go with like 250, and I was going to be amazed by that.
What kind of sucker collects just 250 of anything?
I don't know.
What kind of loser are you talking about? Yeah, I've got an extensive collection, and I've got some very unique, one-of-a-kind pieces that I'm very, very proud of. They're awesome.
What's the centerpiece of your collection?
I've got Adam West's Nobel Peace Prize.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
The year when he won it. Yeah. Huh. No, I've got a pair of screen-worn Batman gloves from Adam's costume.
Okay.
I've got a one-of-a-kind set piece from an episode of the show where the Penguin ran for mayor. It's a sandwich board that one of his lackeys wore that said "Vote for Pengy" on the front. It's got a Burgess Meredith's image on the front. That was a prop from an episode. I've got a "Vote for Batman" poster from that same episode. There's only five in the world. I've got two of them.
What?
Wow.
I've got a helmet that was worn by Mr. Freeze in the first Mr. Freeze episode of the Batman TV show.
Don't you ever walk in that room and go, a lot of junk in here.
No.
Yeah. It still brings you joy every day.
Yes. Huh. It's in my office, and I'm in there, and I'm surrounded by stuff that I love, and it's cool to have watched that show for all these years that I watched it, and then to have a piece of that. It's like time travel. It's like you're reaching through the TV set, and you have a piece of that in your own collection. It's just part of the connection I have with that thing that I love.
Let me ask you this question. I don't mean this at all in an indelicate way.
No, you don't.
But now that you're best friends with TV's Batman, Adam West.
Adam West, yes.
You gotta be going, Adam. What do you got in the basement there in Idaho, man? Hook a brother up. How about sharing the wealth a little bit? Because he's got to have a ton of stuff that you don't have.
Sure,
there isn't a ton of stuff that Ralph doesn't have.
But I wouldn't. I don't think in terms of that. Like, give me stuff.
You got to figure out a way to roll the old man, right?
No, stuff that he has, I hope that he will sell it at some point and give the money to his kids and grandkids.
Or leave it to you, or leave all that Batman memorabilia to you would be best case scenario.
That's highly likely.
Why would he give it to me? He's got a family.
Because you guys are best friends.
We're friends. But I don't expect anything from him because of that friendship.
Bean doesn't understand life.
Bean doesn't have friends.
I'm not saying you would expect it, but I'm saying he could help you out, though. He knows about your collection. It would be nice of him to go, hey, you don't have this, though. Let me help you out. I'm just saying.
Bean would find a way to bring it up. Like, even in a,
how about giving me something?
No, but even in a good way, you could say, hey, is there anything you have that you're not interested in? Or
but anything that he has specifically. Like, yeah. I know for a fact that he has 120 scripts from the TV series. He's got every script from every episode of the TV show that he ever did, with all his own personal handwritten notes and stuff and everything.
But it's unlikely, because it's a complete collection, it's unlikely he would get rid of one of them.
Yeah, I know his goal at some point is to sell off that collection to a library or a museum or something like that, and to you know,
the Garmin Institute,
take that money and to give it to his family or his kids.
What do you think what do you think that would be worth if he sold that at auction?
We were recently talking about that, and he said, realistically, because they're his, he was Batman, and it's in handwritten notes, and it's a complete collection of every script from the TV series, that it could be worth, to the right collector, $1 million.
Wow.
Now, are you doing it for an investment? Are you looking to sell it at some point?
I always know that's an option, but I really have no interest in selling anything that I have. If you know, everything goes south, and it like a week from now, and it's all and the jig is up, and this career ends. I mean, it's nice to know that I have that as an option that I could sell.
But how disappointed are you going to be when no one wants it?
You know, that will never happen. Luckily, because I collect something that is. I mean, it's universal. The character of Batman,
yes,
is
forever.
Is forever. It's a huge. It's a huge character in pop culture. So that there will always be an interest in that character.
All right.
So I know there's all there will always be an audience and a you know a collector's group that would covet some of the stuff.
Pete, what about your naked OJ picture in your
well bathroom? OJ mm-hmm. OJ is forever also. I mean, you can't. Yeah, I'll never go hungry as long as I have a naked photograph of OJ Simpson hanging on my wall.
Beloved.
I'll be fine.
He is a beloved character.
Sure. Hey, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Hey guys, I'm work, can't call in. Wanted to share one of the unique celebrity items I have. It's the wedding dress that Anna Faris wore in Scary Movie 3.
See, now that's no one's going to buy that.
That's
from
weird.
You, sir, ever.
But that is a weird item. She won it off of eBay, by the way. The movie studio was selling it for charity, and it is autographed by Anna. She's a big fan of hers and the movie. So that's what Todd has. Oh, sorry. That's what he has. Todd! I didn't realize it was a dude.
That makes all right. The difference.
Yeah. Yeah. He's wearing it. He's wearing it right now.
He's
never selling that.
Oh, do Anna.
All right. What you got? Your call's coming up next here on K-Rock. Sarah Port from Placentia, by the way, a few minutes ago, won tickets in the fourth row for Arctic Monkeys coming to the Staples Center in August. Your chance to win later on this morning on the Kevin Bean Show. Keep on listening for that. Details at KRock.com. And right now, we're talking about the cool stuff that you own. Man, our listeners are collectors, aren't they, Kevin?
Yeah, and some weird stuff.
This is crazy. Let's get right to it at 1-800-520-1067. Let's try to guess how much some of the stuff is worth, too. Jared is up first. He's on line 7. Of course, you know, you heard Ralph talking about collecting Batman 66 stuff.
Right.
What's it like for Star Wars collectors? Thousands and thousands of items over decades and decades of making those movies. Jared, welcome to the Kevin Main Show. Sounds like you got a pretty cool piece.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday, baby boo.
Thank you.
Hey, I got some 16mm from the two original movies. I believe Star Wars A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
From, I believe, like 77, 79-ish.
Did you say two 16mm trailers?
Yeah, two trailers. They're 16mm. There's probably about 300 feet of footage on each reel.
Okay, and tell us about that. Put that in perspective for us. Like, how many of those would there be? Thousands of them to go to theaters all over the world, right?
You know, I'm not sure, because I would imagine that most trailers back then, even in the late 70s, were on 35mm. So I don't know where these, I don't know if these were screener material or what. Maybe Ralph has more information on that.
Also, the 16mm part is the rare part.
What do you think they're worth?
It kind of throws off a bit. You know, I'm not sure. I've never seen them at a memorial place. I've never seen them online, so I don't know.
Huh. Are you going to sell them?
They're pretty darn cool. You know, I'll probably keep on to them for a little while longer. My wife wanted me to get rid of my Star Wars stuff many years ago, but I held it, you know, for a little while longer, and we'll see what happens.
See what happens, exactly. Yeah, I mean, Star Wars is forever, but it definitely has some times when it's more popular than others, so why not? Thanks for the call, Jared. We enjoyed it. Let's go to Steve. He's on line 8. Now, he's got an item that I would love to own. Steve, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Welcome. Oh, thank you very much, guys. Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We are good.
Good.
Awesome.
What is your unique item that you own?
Pretty unique. It may be a one-of-a-kind. I don't know. Maybe you guys could tell me. But I do have a Life magazine from 1939, from June 5th, 1939. There's a Statue of Liberty on the cover. And this magazine happens to be autographed by the last 11 presidents of the United States, from Harry Truman to the last George Bush. And I need Obama, so if you guys could hook me up with that,
He's probably listening, so we'll just have him call in.
Did you get any of these autographs yourself?
No, I did not.
Who did it? How did this come about that many people across the decades would sign one magazine cover?
Pretty amazing. I don't know the history. I know the man who was involved in getting it, but I'm a freelancer, and I was doing a job in Utah. I'm driving through on my way to Utah and stopped over. A friend was with me on the trip, and we had dinner with one of his relatives. And after the dinner, we went to his house, and I feasted my eyes upon some of the craziest memorabilia I've ever seen in my life. And this happened to be one of the pieces there.
How would you even go about getting any president to sign anything? It seems like they're pretty well protected.
That's why I feel it just may be a one of a kind.
And did you buy it from him? And if so, for how much?
I did buy it. I'd rather not say. It was a very good deal, in my opinion. I'm not much of a I'm kind of just a businessman, you know. I bought.
I'll give you $35 for it right now.
$35
cash. How do you know that your friend didn't just write their names down?
Good question.
Jimmy Carter. Yep, there you go. All right, give me another pen.
Because of what I saw pictures of this person with various presidents.
Wow.
I came up to my own conclusion. You know, I haven't taken this piece to anyone to see, to appraise.
Right.
I've looked on the internet to see, you know, various pieces that are signed by more than one president, stuff like that. I have not seen anything that comes close to what I have.
11
That's
presents.
Very cool. That is something else. All right, Steve, I'm glad you called. Thanks so much. Let's go to Brandon real quick. He's going to bring us a little bit more into the present on line 4. This is a crazy item to own.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi there.
What do you own? Oh, well, I have the gown from the final season of Dexter that Deborah dyed it.
Really?
Hey, spoiler alert, first of all, buddy.
Wow.
Second of all, how'd you come across that item?
There was a big auction on eBay when the show ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got it. When I stepped out, I was like, hey, check this stuff out. And I decided I wanted to get that.
Wow. And it's signed by Harry Truman?
No, that's the last call.
No. I'm very confused. Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. That's kind of a neat item, especially if you're a Dexter fan. I mean, a major prop from a major plot point.
Yeah, but what do you do with that?
Yeah.
Do you frame it and hang it on a wall?
Yes, that's what you do.
All right.
And you wait for it to become more valuable, I guess. Let's go to line 5, Kevin. This is one for you. He's got something in the soccer world.
Yeah, I'd take this. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What memorabilia do you have?
I have the Adidas F50 soccer shoe that Lionel Messi used in the Champions League final against Manchester United at Wembley Stadium.
How about that?
That's pretty strong. How'd you get that?
We were hanging out after the game. My parents actually gave me the trip and the game as a college graduation present. I was hanging out by the tunnels, and he came out for a quick photo shoot. I asked him if he could sign my jersey, and he said, I'll give you one better, and I'll give you my shoe.
Wow.
So you got it in person from Lionel Messi. That's unbelievable.
And, it was amazing. I cried.
This is like it's like you're in a football game and the player just rips his jersey off and hands it to you in the stands. You just walk away from that game going, how did that just happen? I just came here as a fan and I'm leaving with a piece of the dude.
Yep, exactly.
It's not a piece of the dude. I mean, it was his
shoe.
Well,
you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call.
At the risk of being labeled Bean, his name is Lionel.
Okay. let's close with John. He's on line 6 because he has perhaps the greatest piece of movie memorabilia in history.
Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Kevin and Bean? What's up, Lisa?
Hi there.
What do you have?
I have the wooden hand from Happy Gilmore.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
How is this possible? We were
talking about the wooden hand.
Yes, I listen every day.
You're just being funny, though.
No, I listen every day from Connecticut. And
but do you really have the wooden hand?
The vice president of Subway is from my hometown, and he sponsored my lacrosse team. And we had a big party at his house for the end of the year.
And he had the wooden hand?
He had a lot more than that. He had a whole bunch of memorabilia stuff. But
I
might have borrowed the wooden hand.
You stole it!
This was that the famous Billy Dee Williams wore in the movie, right?
He had two. He had one that was glued back together.
Uh-huh.
And he had the one that was still in one piece that they used at different times. So I have the one that's all in one piece still, so...
That's awesome. That goes in the Kevin and Bean Museum Hall of Fame. Thank you so much for the call.
Go to HustlerCasino.com for all the details. Only at Hustler Casino, play harder. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Beer mug?
Yeah, Kevin.
Hey. It is 7:53.
Ralph's here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Before I get to Showbiz News, let me give you some tickets to an event that's very cool. It's the return of boxing to the Fabulous Forum.
Yeah!
Bang, bang, bang.
Here it is now. Here's some boxing now.
Bang!
Here.
Try and stop it.
There you go.
Bang, bang,
bang, bang.
Here I come.
Here
bang.
It comes.
Do you want to throw sometime? Bang! 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 Bang!
Yep.
Guy does that for a living.
The fight is Marquez Lampley. Finally, Jim will be getting in the ring.
I don't think he is.
But he was just throwing right there. Bam, bam. He was throwing all those punches.
He was just commenting.
Oh, he was just talking.
So, yeah, somebody else is actually throwing the punches.
I would get in the ring right now with Jim Lampley. Right now. Come on, Jim. You and me right now. It's Marquez Alvarado. Great fight. It's happening on the 17th at the Forum, May the 17th. Tickets go on sale today at 3 p.m. if you want to pick up
Ticketmaster.
At Ticketmaster.com is where you can get the tickets. Marquez versus Alvarado. However, how would you like to go without paying for it?
Box.
Boxing.
Right.
Boxing.
Box.
Boxing. It's a pair of tickets for you. Right now, call 1-800-520-1067. Since it's May the 17th is the date, let's say caller number 17 wins a pair of tickets for Marquez versus Alvarado at the Forum. Brand new, revamped Forum, back in business. Very cool to have the Forum back in Los Angeles as a fully operational venue for music and sports and stuff.
It was a church for a while. They still did some concerts, but I don't know what's been happening.
Well, they took it over. The folks from Madison Square Garden, I believe, now own it, and they revamped it and put a ton of money in it and made it spanking new and beautiful, and now it's ready to go. So, cool event. Another cool event is the tour of the cast of Nashville. Nashville is a very musical show, if you watch the show. And you will get to see some of the stars of that television program perform their music in a very limited concert tour this spring. Only 3 dates, sadly. None of them here in Los Angeles, or I would absolutely be there. Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York City.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Oh, come on. Mini tours in support of the upcoming soundtrack album, which will be out in stores on May the 6th. Here's your lineup. Here's going to be performing. Scarlett O'Connor. Oh, she better lay off those pills. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah. She's got out of control.
She's got to put the pills down because she is headed for a disaster. And she doesn't want to be an opener anymore for Juliet Barnes. She's like, oh, fire me. She's getting all sassy. What happened to sweet little Scarlett we knew and loved?
That's right. Be careful what you wish for.
Looks like tomorrow night she may have a breakdown on stage, Ralph. It's going to be ugly.
Deacon Claiborne, speaking of breakdowns, you know Deke's going to hit the bottle again.
Oh,
yeah.
With his slutty lawyer girlfriend screwing Teddy. What's up with that? He'll be on stage singing. Avery Barkley, Gunner Scott, and Will Lexington will all be on the stage.
Is a guy named Gunner on the show?
Gunner, yeah. He's the best songwriter that there is.
Okay.
You don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't watch that show.
You don't watch Nashville?
No.
So good. And Will Lexington, Ralph, you know.
You can't mock anyone for not watching Nashville if you don't watch Scandal, by the way.
He's Will Lexington's is marrying a girl just to prove he's not gay, but he's way gay.
So gay.
So gay.
Couldn't be gayer.
How is that going to work out for everybody? This little girl's going to get her heart broken. Ugh,
I think it'll work out pretty well.
Come on, Will. Be true to yourself, man. I think country music's ready for an openly gay music star. Oh, no, wait a minute. I forgot country music still 1957. So that's kind of a cool event, although we can't enjoy it. So I don't know why I spent so much time talking about it. It's Tuesday. That means new releases on CD and DVD and TV shows on DVD. Here's what you can get. La Gargola by Chevelle. Did that get past everyone, Chevelle? The name for that that album? Everyone signed off on
it? Everyone said, yeah, that's
La Gargola.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone said, that's a good idea. That's catchy.
It has to mean something. It has to be some sort of inside joke or something, right?
Yeah, the gargle. That's what it means. It's the gargle in Italian.
Huh.
I have no idea. All You Can Eat by Steel Panther. Yeah! Yeah! All you can eat!
Is that how it goes?
Imaginary.
Probably.
Imaginary Enemy by The Hused. Education, 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 and War by Kaiser Chiefs. Himalayan by Band of Skulls and Devil by Chiodos. On DVD today, 47 Ronin, finally, that Keanu Reeves masterpiece. You can pick that up.
Saw it.
What the what?
Yeah, of course he did.
What is wrong with you?
It's martial arts. It was pretty good. He was unable to destroy it, which he tries to do with most movies. It actually survived him. I have good musical taste.
First of all, it was a movie. So I don't know how your musical taste plays into this particular choice.
I want a good movie.
Of good musical taste. I want to see the movie.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
Keanu Reeves has a wooden hand in the movie.
I don't think that's the case.
Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. And it's like 3 versions if you get the Blu-ray. You get the alternate version, you get the regular version, you get the 763 more jokes version, you get them all.
Bitchin'.
The Bag Man with John Cusack and Robert De Niro, finally. That, what? There was a movie with John Cusack and Robert De Niro called The Bag Man? That happened?
I don't even know what that is.
The Little Rascals Save the Day, starring Jet Jurgensmeyer and Drew Justice.
Nope.
What?
That's not even a thing.
That is not a thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was playing Mad Libs.
No! Wait! No! I thought they hadn't made a Little Rascals movie in like 50 years.
I believe this is a direct-to-DVD version. No, there was a reboot. They did a big screen reboot.
Oh, did they?
Rascals.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't hear about that.
With one of the actors, one of the little actors' name, I believe the kid who played Alfalfa's name was Bug. His first name was Bug. But now the cast includes Jet Jurgensmeyer and Drew Justice.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
As your Little Rascals. TV shows on DVD. Psych, Season 8. Oh, Psych, how we miss you. Broadchurch, Season 1. Great show.
So good.
What was that?
So good.
Yeah, right?
Broadchurch is must-see, kids.
That is
must
a good show.
But it's great.
But what just happened to you?
Why are you all weird and
just
so
just
good. Guttural?
Just,
and what's that?
Just excited.
Self-touchy.
Just excited. Listeners have a chance to catch up on that if they missed it.
So good.
It's a strange delivery for you.
And The Client List, complete second season. Very disappointing show, that Client List.
Yeah.
A lot of promise of happy endings and a lot of advice is given out. I don't like it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Asa Butterfield is 17 years old today. Taryn Killam, comedian, SNL star, 32 years old. Sam Huntington is also 32. Rachel Maddow, MSNBC star, 41 years old. Method Man is 43. Singer Susan Boyle from Britain's Got Talent. She's 53 years old. Annette O'Toole. Know her as Clark's mom on Smallville. But she's been an actress for a long, long time. 62 years old today. And Jimmy Cliff, reggae singer, is 66. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's always interesting when a musical artist dies and leaves unreleased material in the vault, because it kind of puts the survivors in a delicate spot. On the one hand, a lot of times the artist intentionally did not release that music because he didn't like it, didn't think it was good enough, didn't want it out there. On the other hand, fans are out there who are just clamoring to hear whatever they can from the people who are gone. You know, last week, Kevin, a new Johnny Cash album came out from 1980. 12 new songs, never before released, never before heard. And I enjoyed it.
Do we have any idea why he didn't? I mean, it's just as simple as he didn't think it was good enough?
His record label refused to release it. He was on a downswing of his popularity at the time, and they did not think it was going to help him. They didn't think that was the record he needed to, you know, to stop the slide. So they shelved it. It's been, you know, it's in the vaults all these years. I'm glad they put it out. As a Johnny Cash fan, I was glad to hear it. I thought there were some good songs on it. Maybe the same thing will be true with this Michael Jackson material. But 8 new songs on a brand new Michael Jackson album are going to be coming out on May the 13th. It's going to be called Escape, which is the name of one of the songs on the record. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who desperately miss Michael Jackson, who's now been gone for 5 years, I guess, who are going to be really, really excited to get this record when it comes out.
I imagine. Sounds like they brought in some big-time producers to refigure them and make them a little bit more contemporary.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, we wanted to find out more about this. What's it must be like for the artist to have material that he never released to be released? You don't often get a chance to talk to that person himself, but we have the hotline to heaven here on the Kevin Bean Show, so let's dial it up, see if we can get Mr. Michael Jackson on the line. It's been a while since we talked to Mike.
Michael.
Mm.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, now.
How you doing? How's heaven?
Right. Heaven's good? Michael?
Good morning. How are you, Kevin?
Well, we're fine, but we're still just down here on Earth. We're wondering what's going on up in the clouds.
Just very busy. Very busy here in heaven.
Very busy?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your time?
Oh, just checking new people in.
That's your job? You're at the gate?
A lot of
the
Malaysian
gate?
Airline passengers.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
It's hard when you have a lot of prep time. You have to gotta free up some rooms, get housekeeping in there, make sure they have fresh towels and linens and stuff.
Sure. Yeah. I wasn't aware that heaven was like a hotel.
Oh, well, now you've learned. Now we both learned something,
wow.
Haven't we?
I guess so.
Now, Michael, we read a report today that they're going to release another new album of music by you here on Earth in May.
Yes, I'm very excited.
You are?
Oh, you are?
Yes, this is some of my best work, because you have to understand, I was enormously creative while I was on Earth.
Right.
I wrote an enormous amount of songs in my writing tree,
Right.
That's right. I forgot you used to write in a tree, right?
I'm not kidding. That really happened.
Yeah.
I would sit in a tree and write.
That's true.
In a tree, like a kid in a treehouse.
Right.
Yeah, I did that.
Right.
We understand.
A grown man would hang in a tree.
We're with you.
Yeah, you wrote a lot of good songs up there.
I wrote stuff in a tree.
Right.
Right.
I would climb into a tree.
Right. We understand that. Yeah.
Now, why didn't you release those while you were alive then?
Well, there was just so much material. I could only put so many songs on each album.
I see.
Oh, I see.
So I'm glad that Escape is going to be released so that people can hear some of my work, and I think it's some of my finest. And it's all so different and so fresh. And we've got some great people who put it together. We got Rodney Jerkins.
Uh-huh. Very legendary producer, sure.
Yes. I'd work with Rodney. We'd get up in the tree together, and I'd call it Jerkin' in the Tree.
Yeah.
And we worked together.
Uh-huh.
Stargate worked on this, which is a great sci-fi series. I enjoyed that enormously. J-Rock.
Oh, J-Rock. He or she is terrific.
Is very good.
Yeah.
And Senator John McClain. John McClain and I were together.
I think that's John McCain
John
is the
McClain.
Senator.
This
is John McClain, the guy from Die Hard.
Die Hard, right.
Die Hard. That's who we're talking about here.
Jam out!
So they've modernized it so it sounds like a 2014 release. Fresh, yes. Contemporary sound. But how about going back to when you wrote the songs, though? I mean,
fresh. I would sit in the tree,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would just come up with so many original ideas.
Right.
Would you like to hear some? I have some tracks from the album if you'd like to hear them.
Are you kidding? We'd love that. That would be such a treat, Michael.
This is the title song, Escape, where the album gets its name from.
Okay.
So, new music from me, Michael Jackson.
Very exciting.
Escape. I'm trying to escape from this place. And it turns out I can't escape. I'm stuck and I can't get out. I want to escape, but I can't escape. Can I please escape? Won't somebody help me escape?
Michael, that's just Man in the Mirror, though. That's exactly you've done that song 20 years ago.
That's Escape.
It was one of your biggest hits, I think.
That's my song, Escape.
Man in the Mirror.
No, it was just the backing tracks for Man in the Mirror. It sounds like you were just making up terrible lyrics on top of that.
This one's called Water. It's one of the tracks.
Water.
Turns out that I'm really thirsty. Won't somebody give me some arrowhead? Just a little bottle or a glass. Cause I'm thirsty and I want to drink some water. And I'm thirsty and I'm drinking that water. And I'm thirsty, hydrate.
That's not a song. That's definitely not a song.
That's my you song, saying you're
water.
You saying you're thirsty is not a song. And again, that's Man in the Mirror.
Not. It's a new song from Escape, and it's very, very exciting.
It sounds like it's a cash grab is all it is. You're just ripping off your fans
this
if you put that out, Michael.
I wrote called Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Why do I own a chimpanzee? He's always throwing his poo. And it turns out they can bite your face off. Well, I hope this guy doesn't bite my face off when he's throwing his poop. Got that soup and doof and then the poop and the soup and the poop.
You didn't even...
You haven't finished that one yet, have you, Michael?
That up right now as you're doing this?
No, that's an original song.
You didn't write that.
I hope everyone enjoys all my new work.
It's all Man in the Mirror. Do you wish they had pitched that bed down a little bit for your voice?
Sure.
Seems like some of those notes are hard to hit.
That's how you want to go out?
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I think I'm happy with that.
You're not going to believe how fast time is flying by, Kevin, but season 7 of Robot Chicken is coming up here in a couple weeks on Sunday, April 13th at 11:30 on Adult Swim. It premieres officially on that day. This Sunday, though, we get a little special for you. It's the Robot Chicken DC Comics Special number 2. Our friend Seth Green, of course, is the man behind the chicken, and he joins us back on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Seth, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Season 7. I remember when you thought it was a miracle that the thing ever got on the air one time, and here you are hundreds of episodes later.
I still believe it's a miracle every time.
You haven't gotten around to like, now the people are lucky to have me. You haven't gotten to that point yet?
No, we're still shocked they let us make it.
Ah, all right.
Well, I know you only have limited time because you're big and fancy and you got to go on the TV here in a minute. But tell us about the Robot Chicken's DC Comics Special 2, Villains in Paradise.
Well, the first special that we made was a half hour all dedicated to DC Comics characters, and it became more of a story about how everyone in the Justice League poo-poos on Aquaman all the time, and it was sort of his redemption in that special. And then we set out to make a second one and decided to focus on the villains. And so this is really a story of the villains and Lex Luthor's relationship with his daughter, Lena. And Lena just trying to find a way to fit in this wacky world full of, you know, outrageous characters when all she wants to do is hang out with her boyfriend and text with her friends.
You know, you always ask people if they pictured this at the beginning of their career when they started working on it. Of course you didn't. You said you were lucky to get it on the air. But, to do the Star Wars stuff and then the DC stuff, I mean, it's just gone so much further than you could have ever expected.
I know. It really gives credibility to Ray Kurzweil's theory that we're living inside a simulation, because I don't think any of this should happen in real life.
But it is.
Now because of the because of the nature of the characters that you're lampooning here, I mean, what kind of notes do you get from DC? Are they at all protective about the things that you make Batman do and whatnot?
Yeah. Well, of course they're protective about the integrity of their icons, but you know, Geoff Johns, who's been running the comics division and a lot of the aspects of DC, he's really forward-thinking, and he made a great comment, which is that, you know, these characters, these icons are indelible in a way that you can't break. You can't break these characters.
Right.
You just sort of demonstrate all these different expressions of them. And in a world where Batman has both an animated series and a live-action series and a video game and, you know, a kid's cartoon, there's all these different iterations of the same character. And so there's a point of access for any age group. And what DC is allowing is for us to have fun with it and find the comedic aspects, because they recognize that it won't undercut the character's ability to be taken with sincerity or gravity.
Was there anything that they had to ask you to cut?
It's the littlest of things, and it's never a cut something. It's always a conversation about which version of a costume a character is wearing, whether or not a character could swear, or you know, just keeping a joke that's true to their superpowers and not just making something up.
Let's talk about how phenomenal the voice talent is. Always on Robot Chicken, but I mean, you guys have really outdone yourself for this DC Comics special too. I mean, are you just friends with everybody, Seth, or do you actually have to pitch your show to get these people on?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I've been lucky enough to be working for a long time. I've gotten to work with a lot of people, and so I can make a direct connection. And Robot Chicken's fun to do, especially for an actor. You only come in for about a half hour. You get to be really silly, and you probably get to play something that you couldn't play in physical real life. And then there's this other aspect where either people are fans of the show or our casting department will suggest people or reach out to people. And we just take the biggest swings that we can, because we like all the performances to be, you know, really good and sincere. It makes the best comedy if someone's a terrific dramatic actor.
Tell us some of the names that you have on this particular special.
So Alfred Molina reprises his role as Lex Luthor. And we got Paul Rubens to play the Riddler again. Nathan Fillion awesome. Is our Green Lantern. Breckenmeyer returns as Superman. Sarah Hyland from Modern Family plays young Lena Luthor. And Zac Efron plays our Superboy.
I hear that the guy that does Batman and Robin, though, is kind of a hack.
Well, you know, they still let me... They let me play Batman on our show, which is probably the only place on the planet I would ever get to play Batman.
Do you ever pitch, like, any of your movie friends, your Mike Myers and people like that? I mean, do you ever reach out to those people and say, hey, look at what we're doing over here?
You know, I reach out to people when it's appropriate, or I reach out to people when I have something really fun for them. And timing is everything. Sometimes it's difficult. You know, we only record for a specific point of the year, so if somebody misses it, it's like another 8 or 9 months before we would even be recording again.
Yeah, yeah. Robot Chicken, DC Comics Special number 2, Villains in Paradise, by the way, again, airs this Sunday night on Adult Swim. We're talking to Seth Green. He's only got a couple of minutes before he's got to leave. I want to ask you about a couple of things real quick, Seth. First of all, George R.R. Martin himself, Mr. Game of Thrones on season 7. How's that for a get?
It was really funny, because we went after a lot of people in the cast just to get them to do stuff, and then there's the whole sort of Tales from the Crypt sketch, and it involves all these weird stories, and one of them is George R.R. Martin in a parody of The Birds called The Nerds. where he's being pursued by ravenous GOT fans.
You do understand that you're going to get the wrath of the Game of Thrones fans who just want that old man to live long enough to finish writing the books, right? Like, you shouldn't really be taking him away even for a half an hour.
I know, and especially having him star in some quasi-horror film.
Well, can you just imagine the pressure on that dude? He's 75 years old. He's sitting at his word processor in New Mexico, and he really literally has the fate of hundreds of people's jobs in his hands if he doesn't finish this goddamn book series.
I think he'll do it, though.
Not a problem. Not a worry.
No, he seemed really well at ease.
Well, that's awesome.
Seth, we always love having you on the show. As you know, we'll be down at Comic-Con again. You're one of our guests. We'd like to invite you now.
I love you, too.
Thank you for coming on the show today. Robot Chicken DC Comics Special 2, Villains in Paradise, premieres this Sunday, April 6th at 11:30 on Adult Swim.
If you've ever wanted to see all of the genitals of the Legion of Doom, you should tune in.
You had me right until there. Now I'm out. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. About a half hour from now, your chance to win tickets. 3-day passes for Coachella.
What?
How about that? So that's coming up a week from, I want to say, Friday.
Speaking of Lorde, by the way, Ralph, I'm glad you're in here. Did you see what she did on Twitter yesterday? This is how awesome Lorde is.
Yeah, she put a picture of herself up that was Photoshopped, that was airbrushed, and then put a photo of herself up that was natural.
I love that. I love it when people do that.
Look, this is real me, and flaws are okay. And, you know, don't expect to look like the models and the actresses and the musicians do in photos on magazines and on album covers, because it's not real. This is real, and it's okay.
She's amazing. Yeah, she's cool. What 17-year-old girl says, no, I don't look like this pretty picture over here. I look like this regular-looking person over here. I mean, that's just, it's incredible how self-aware she is. And it's just a great message. All right. So the reason you're in here is because have news.
Where's the plane? You have
news on Malaysia Airlines 370? You got an update for me?
There's no news. And there will be no
news. Well, where's the plane?
It's in the ocean.
Bean's got to know.
No.
Here's the thing
the
about.
Ocean. That's where it is.
Here's the thing about Bean, who is compulsive obsessive at the very least, along with his Asperger's. He's still, to this day, obsessed with that flight, with that plane disappearing. And we were talking. Yesterday in the office, he said, you guys aren't interested? And I was like, no, not really. I mean, for the most part, it's been a month. It's
tomorrow.
Okay. It's most likely gone. And here's a report on the search for the plane and how it's been going.
3 weeks searching over 24 nations, aircraft, ships, hundreds of thousands of miles, and nothing to offer but condolences.
The question that the family's principally want answered is the question we simply do not have the answer to, namely where their loved ones are and where is MH370.
Hopes are dashed almost daily. Always the same story. Objects spotted from the air and from space, when they're found, are not part of the missing plane. And the guesses have been epic. Incomplete and slow to reveal information misdirected search teams thousands of miles north from where the plane was last electronically observed. Constant sightings of what turns out to be unrelated debris.
We have another half hour. Is that cool?
Demonstrates
yes, it's
no
cool.
One is
keep
even
playing
clear
it.
What to look for?
Yeah. Look.
But the clip that you just played belies your premise, which is that nobody should care about the plane anymore. Did you listen to all the questions that are still unanswered about this thing?
No, there's an answer, but no one seems to want to listen to it.
Wouldn't you say
it's in the ocean? It crashed in the ocean. All gone.
But how and why?
What does it matter?
It matters a great deal. What was all the stuff that was happening in the cockpit where they're turning off the locating devices and things like that before the plane went down? Who was behind the controls? Was it the pilot? Was it a suicide mission? Was it a passenger who was taken over the plane? Was the thing hijacked? Did the thing blow up? There's a million questions about what happened to that plane.
He's got to know.
No.
And they've got to find it so that they can start answering some of those questions and get some answers. And they're frankly running out of time.
They are, because the batteries in the little black box are going to run out. And at that point, whatever beacon signal's being sent up is gone. And we're never going to know, Bean. That's the thing. We're never going to know, most likely.
That's my greatest fear in life.
How
is that we're never going to know.
How is that your greatest fear in life?
Because we might never know what happened to the plane.
So
what?
That's the world. You don't always get answers for everything.
In the 21st century, something that involves technology, you generally do get answers.
Correct.
It's very rare to have something like this. I mean, how often can you recall that a jet has fallen out of the sky and not been found?
Right. But the point is that it most likely has, and that's the end of the story. For the most part. I mean, is it possible to find it? Of course, yeah.
And look, if they do find out information, it will be interesting to find out what's going on. We're not saying that it's completely irrelevant. But to get up the first thing in the morning every day and check for news and check again before you go to bed every night, your obsession is weird.
Bean told us that yesterday. Bean told us it's his first thought in the morning and his last thought before
he goes to sleep. They're just beating this story to death. If anything does happen, you won't be able to avoid that information. It'll be piped into every news source on the planet. They'll come to your house and knock on the door. Wolf Blitzer will show up at your house and tell you personally what's going on. So for you to seek out information when there is none is mental.
But guys, this isn't like the D.B. Cooper hijacking of the 1970s that I'm hanging on to it every morning waiting for new news. This is an ongoing investigation of something that happened less than 30 days ago that we have actively people in the air and on the sea trying to find answers
to. Right, but they've been doing that for 30 days.
Right, but it's very likely that one of these days there is going to be some news.
And you'll when hear there it. Is, trust me, you'll
I,
get
I'll
it.
I want to know about it.
You'll get it. They're not going to hide it from you, Bean. They're not going to keep it a secret when they're talking for days and days and days when they have nothing to talk about. You think maybe they'll mention it if they find something out?
CNN brought in a psychic.
Just go about your business then. They'll get to you. Just go about your life.
But that is his life.
That's the weird part.
This is his life.
And he says, I'm busy. I'm a busy person. No.
He always says that.
Not that guy who's just sitting by the television waiting for plane news.
No.
Tell me, Lisa, you're being awfully quiet over there. Usually I can count on you to be in my corner. Tell me what's wrong with wanting to stay current on a news story is happening in the world.
I think it's what Ralph said, which is you're not going to be able to avoid it.
If they find,
I'll be at the dry cleaners and they'll have CNN on and there it'll be.
It'll be on your phone, wherever you go.
By the way, it's not just interest.
You don't have to actively look for it.
It's not just interest either. It's first thing in the morning, last thing at night.
That's obsession.
That's effing weird.
It's certainly the greatest aviation mystery of all time.
Right.
It's one of the greatest mysteries of my lifetime.
Right, but how long will you hold on to this obsession? If they don't find something for 60 days, will you then go, you know what? Maybe not the first thing in the morning. Maybe only the last thought at night.
Maybe it's a little bit at noon.
Right.
And then once at dusk.
I mean, how long will it take?
I can't predict something like that. I just know how I feel.
I hope they never find out what happens.
I do too, just because of Bean.
I hope it's Amelia Earhart of the 21st century. I hope no one ever knows what the hell happened.
Like I said to you yesterday, Ralph, it's like I'm 200 pages into a great book and somebody has torn out the last 5 pages and burned them.
Right.
And I just can't figure out how the story
ends. I'll help you out the story. It crashed in the ocean.
But why?
There's your book.
But why?
Who are you to think you need to know the answer to everything? Stuff happens. That's the world.
Bean's gotta know.
No. Sometimes the world's a random place, and S just happens.
And sometimes there aren't answers.
Right.
And I don't accept that.
What's that for you to accept or
who
not
cares?
Accept?
What's the? It's irrelevant.
I want to know. Just saying.
Stop
Help
saying.
Me out here, guys.
Stop. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean choice. That is a weird one for you to make, but we're happy.
The Kevin and Bean choice.
It's 8:52.
I think we should change the name of the show.
Kevin and Bean choice.
The Kevin and Bean choice.
Really? Because I thought the Chuckleheads was just starting to catch on. Hey, Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. And then right after the top of the hour, not only do we have Coachella tickets for you, we're going to tell you what all the hip kids are smoking. You're going to want to definitely plan on getting in on this bandwagon and be hip. First, though, what's going on with you, Ralph?
Pharrell Williams has a new job other than hat model. He will be a coach for the 7th season of The Voice. It's been announced.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
He does. He has a wooden hand. And he's going to take that wooden hand, he's going to hit that button, he's going to hit that red button. Sometimes the hand will fly off when he hits the button too hard. It's going to be very exciting.
Who's he replacing, Ralph?
CeeLo Green is leaving the show. And so
I'm sorry, I didn't
way.
Know.
Well, who's he replacing?
I got a whole story here about it. Just sit back, relax.
Bean's got to know!
No! Jesus. I couldn't, it's just...
Take it easy.
10 seconds. You just waited 10 seconds.
I woke up this morning, first thing, and I thought, who's Pharrell replacing? And I went immediately to the internet. Go ahead, Rob.
Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and Christina Aguilera will be returning
CeeLo will be leaving, so Pharrell will take his slot. And Pharrell was already on the show. He was a mentor to the singer on Usher's team in season 4. So he's familiar with the format, likes the show, and we'll be back. He turns 41 on Saturday, and he tweeted on Monday, "This is going to be so fun." His involvement in The Voice. Of course, Chris Martin is on the show right now as a consultant for the gang. That show gets it right, I'll tell you. There's a lot of competition reality shows on television, but The Voice knows what they're doing. PETA, once again, is at it. They've made another request of the band The Pet Shop Boys to change their name to The Rescue Shelter Boys.
That is a story from The Onion.
Nope, this is real. This is not the first time they've done this. They're reiterating their demands that the Pet Shop Boys change their name.
Well,
why?
No band has ever been hotter. I know that.
That's true. You want to get attention. You really want to attack the Pet Shop Boys.
So if the Pet Shop Boys did change their name, how many people would hear about it? Like 200?
Yes.
The Rescue Shelter Boys.
PETA says they need to change their name because most dogs and cats sold in pet stores are sourced from profit-hungry breeders who may have bred them in cramped, filthy conditions. The Pet Shop Boy said, "You know we're a band, right? we just write songs and play music." Yeah. The Pet Shop Boys, who have been the Pet Shop Boys since 1981, told PETA, "You know what? We're good. We're going to keep the name, but good luck. Good luck with all your insanity."
By the way, they're 100% right. They shouldn't be allowed to sell dogs or cats at pet shops. But this isn't the way to go about it, right?
Yes, I agree, and I agree.
Once again, the right message,
wrong tactics.
The delivery system is mental. I'm going to go to a pet store today. I'm going to buy all the dogs and cats they have.
And set them free?
Yep.
Just let them loose on La Cienega.
I'm just going to take them out in the 210. Rush hour, just open the trunk. Good luck, fellas. Everybody's on their own.
Every man for himself.
That's right. Hey, look, you're not in a cramped pet shop anymore. Now you're on a busy freeway.
How you like your freedom now?
Lady Gaga was caught using the men's room in a theater on Broadway. Aha! I always suspected. No word on why she used the men's room.
Line was shorter.
Probably. So apparently she was there to see the play Of Mice and Men, which describes the material in her latest dress, which I thought was interesting. That's what it's made out of.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah. John Mayer has a new girlfriend. I'm surprised. It's been like 4 minutes since he broke up with Katy Perry, but the singer is now dating General Hospital actress Kelly Monaco. Reportedly, they hooked up a few years ago, and he has been carrying a torch for Kelly ever since. Apparently, while he was in the relationship with Katy Perry, sources say he may have been seeing Kelly as well.
Wow.
So now that the relationship with Katy Perry is over, he is full-time on Kelly Monaco duty.
I'm a little bit surprised.
Like cheating on her with someone else, right?
No, I'm sure. Yes.
Certainly. I'm a little bit surprised to see John Mayer going back for seconds anywhere. It just seems like he would just, you know, keep straight ahead toward whoever's next.
Maybe he forgot that he went out with Kelly Monaco. It's
That's very possible.
He's got so many notches on his bedpost.
Don't
it's easy
I know
to lose
you
track.
From somewhere?
Have we had sex before? Just tell me.
You know what? Let's do it again just in case. We may have done it already, but.
He broke my little Taylor Swift's heart, you know, so I'm very anti John Mayer.
God, I hate you.
I wish bad things for him because of what he did to T-Swizzle.
There's not a level of hate strong enough to describe what I feel about you.
He was a dick to her.
Good. John Mayer for president. Back to you, Ralph.
Or Darth Vader for president. If you happen to live in the Ukraine.
Yes, please.
You can vote for Darth Vader as your president. He has officially thrown his hat in the ring for the nation's highest office. He is the candidate of the Ukraine Internet Party. Showed up yesterday, filed his paperwork with the Central Elections Commission, and had a big press conference. And by Darth Vader, I mean it's a dude in a Darth Vader costume who's going only by Darth Vader, and he showed up surrounded by stormtroopers and had a big announcement where he gave a very rousing speech.
Huh.
Said he knows what it takes to build an empire. Well, you can't deny that. He did a pretty good job until that whole, you know, Emperor Palpatine down the...
Sure. Who's that?
You know, dying. And this kid, you know.
No!
His running mate? Dick Cheney, which I thought was interesting. Make a good couple. Today's celebrity birthdays: Asa Butterfield, 17 years old today. Comedian Taron Killam is 32 years old. Sam Huntington, also 32. Rachel Maddow from MSNBC is 41. Rapper and actor Method Man is 43. Susan Boyle first made her big imprint on Britain's Got Talent, and then she went on to sell more records in the UK than I believe any other artist ever has.
That's
ever.
Crazy.
53 years old. Annette O'Toole, the actress, also wife of Michael McKean. What a lovely Hollywood couple they are. 62 years old, and reggae singer Jimmy Cliff celebrates his 66th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Congratulations to Paul Smith from Anaheim. Just got 3-day passes for Coachella.
Nice.
A chance to win is 5 o'clock this afternoon and then 9 a.m. tomorrow morning again.
Pretty sweet deal there. Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in here on a Tuesday morning. It used to be, you take your Adderall to get going, or you drink a bunch of Red Bull. Old school would be drinking a cup of coffee, I guess.
Sure.
But the kids today apparently have found something else to do with coffee. And apparently it's popular. And apparently they smoking it.
Look, I've done a lot of really stupid things in my life.
You don't have to tell us.
I am and have been a dumbass my entire life. This is stupid. This is ridiculous.
This is past Kevin dumb?
You want to smoke coffee?
So
see, everybody on the news is like, oh, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. You know what? You should do it. If you're going to smoke coffee, let's thin the herd some. Those people could go away.
I don't know anything about this.
You're dumber than me.
I don't know anything about this, but is it dangerous to smoke coffee? I mean, it's not like there's drugs in coffee. There's just caffeine. What's the harm in smoking it?
In today's health report, teens are getting their caffeine fix in a way never thought of before. They're smoking it. Coffee smoking is a dangerous new trend that's going viral among teens. We've heard of people eating coffee beans, but smoking them is a whole other thing. There are websites popping up online that will teach kids step by step how to roll their own caffeine stick.
That's another thing. You need to be shown how to do it. Take yourself out. Honestly, you roll it. That's it.
Because it's no more difficult than rolling a joint. Right. That's what you're saying.
What you do is you take rolling papers and then you put coffee beans in. And then you roll it.
No, that's not tough.
We're about to legalize marijuana all over the United States. I think we can live with a few beanheads. Something a young person would do, and no geezer would ever do this. And that's part of the charm of it.
But the side effects can be dangerous.
All right, side effects. Here we go.
Okay, this is what I was curious about. And by the way, could I just file some sort of a formal protest that they have to be called beanheads? I wish that weren't the case.
Beanheads, yeah, they're idiots, right? That's what it means.
People have reported trouble breathing.
All right, trouble breathing right there. Now I'm out.
Yeah, that's no good.
Because it seems like breathing is good.
Dizziness.
How's that? Dizziness is bad, right, Bean?
Yes, it is.
It's vomiting.
But what I'm not hearing is the high. I'm not hearing the positives involved in smoking coffee. I mean, that's what this story to me so far is missing, is they're saying, okay, this is unusual and there are some downsides. But clearly, if people are doing it, there must be some upside too. What is good about it?
That's a crazy assumption.
No,
because some people do it just because other people look at them like they're idiots.
I don't know. I mean? But I think
they
the word
get like some sort of a boost.
Well,
like
yeah, there must be a caffeine, buzz or right? something because
try
the
word it today, would, Bean, and then get back to us.
The word would spread around pretty quickly if it just sucked. If there was no benefit. To
Remember
it,
when people were putting vodka in their eye?
Yes, but that worked though.
But
that
all
got
of them
were
like, it hurts so bad. Every single person said that was pain like I've never felt before.
Man, I shouldn't have done that. Boy, that was ill advised.
And there's one more side effect.
Even hallucinations.
Hallucinations.
Okay. So all right. Well, now we're getting into some positive.
That goes into the positive column right there. Yeah.
Why is Beer Mug not smoking coffee right now? That's our answer, right?
Nope.
What?
Not even you.
Mugs, you'll put anything in your body. Look at you.
Weed is good enough. I don't need to smoke coffee. I could drink it. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow.
It might be interesting one day if we have time, Kevin, to talk to the Kevin and Bean listeners about the various things that they have smoked or tried to throughout the years. Because I bet people have gotten pretty desperate when there's nothing better around and they've ground up stuff and banana peels or whatever it is.
Any kind of high banana peels?
whatever.
They're looking for any kind of high, so they just put whatever they have in it.
Can't.
We could do that tomorrow. We could do you smoked what?
I just feel like our listeners would come through for us on that one.
I believe that's true as well.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:35.
So we're talking to the Hoff a few minutes ago. Ralph, I don't know if you heard that. We had Mr. Hasselhoff on the phone here talking about his auction.
Nope.
And I got a an email from the vice president of the Starlight Children's Foundation, who's listening to the show, streaming the program this morning. Says, not sure if you guys are aware, but the items that Dave is auctioning off will benefit our organization. We're dedicated to improving the life and health of kids and families around the world and support more than 1,750 hospitals. Our goal is to raise as much money as possible through the auction. We are grateful for the support and the support of David Hasselhoff. So that's nice. I just want to say we're yucking it up and everything, but it does sound like the Hoff is giving the money to a worthwhile cause. So seek it out if you're a big Knight Rider fan, you want to get some of that stuff and help the kids too.
Kind of a bummer. It's harder to laugh at him this way.
Dave got the case though, right?
It doesn't say that here.
You his beak a little bit, right?
Possible. Something. He gets a percentage or something.
It's like one of those Kardashian charity things where 8% go to the charity and the rest go to him. Or just
I don't have those details. I'm sorry to say. Anyway, time for the show.
Dave was in rough shape there.
He did not sound good.
He did sound rough. Yeah. Time for the Showbiz Beat now. One more time here on a Tuesday morning, Kevin Bean. So, what you got for us?
Because it is Tuesday, it makes it new release day. Here's what's available if you want to pick up some new entertainment. La Gargola by Chevelle.
Good.
I haven't heard that, but Bean apparently likes it. All You Can Eat by Steel Panther. Bean?
No, not a big fan of that one.
No?
What's happening over there? All you had to do was hit the same button you hit the first
time.
Same
goddamn button. It was up.
So good. You just wanted the comedy drop again.
Why are you playing choral music?
What's happening?
So good. You had just played
yes!
it. How different could it have been? How altered could the audio have been?
Muggs, what happened? Serious.
It wasn't Muggs. It was me.
Kevin, what happened?
I didn't want to hit the exact same button again. You guys want to write a script for me? What's wrong with you?
God damn it!
Right! Get down on the phone!
Get down on the phone.
Right.
Imaginary Enemy by The Used.
It's The Used, by the way.
The Used.
We're not in Philadelphia. We're in America. It's The Used.
The Used. Education, and War by Kaiser Chiefs.
Good title.
Himalayan by Band of Skulls and Devil by Chiodos. On DVD... 47 Ronin, starring Keanu Reeves, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues with Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, Paul Rudd, and Dave Koechner. And leads The Bagman with John Cusack and Robert De Niro.
That's not a thing.
Apparently it was. The Little Rascals Saved the Day with Jet Jurgensmeyer and Drew Justice.
Also not a thing.
The TV shows on DVD site, Season 8, Broadchurch Season 1, and the Client List complete second season is available. Amanda Bynes is doing well, says one of her old friends. That friend told In Touch magazine, I'm really happy to see that she's doing well. She's a great friend of mine, and I'm a huge fan of hers. That person was Drake Bell.
Drake.
Of the murdering vagina? That Drake?
No word on whether he murdered her vagina when they got together or not. Miranda Kerr says she is open to a same-sex relationship. The British version of GQ magazine, she does an interview where she says, I appreciate both men and women. I love the female body and truly appreciate the female form. I enjoy sketching women, especially their backs.
What a weird part of the body to sketch.
Well, it's got a nice line to it.
Sure.
Been done by a lot of artists. I definitely need a man in the bedroom, however, a nice strong chest to lie on. I still want to explore, however, never say never. So there you go, Miranda. Introduced Lisa May to Miranda, where she's got her cigarettes and her keys.
I like that.
Let's say you're filming The Avengers and you're Joss Whedon and you're shooting there in Seoul, Korea, and then, you have to take a break because, it happens just here in the United States. The police have to fish a dead body out of the water.
Seems like a bit of a... It would dampen the mood a bit.
So it happened at the Mapo Bridge where they were shooting. Apparently the bridge is very popular with suicide attempts. And somebody was successful.
So good.
So they had to stop shooting in order to get the body out of the water. And Joss wants everyone to know that it was not anyone from the crew or the cast. It was completely unrelated, but just an unfortunate incident.
That would sort of suck.
One Direction, Zayn Malik is not dead. Death hoax over the weekend. Twitter leading the charge with the hashtag RIP Zayn Malik trended worldwide, freaking out family, friends, and fans of the band One Direction. GossipCop.com says it's 100% false. Zayn is alive and well. Of course, the rumor came just before April Fool's Day. Today, by the way. It was fueled in part by a phony, photoshopped BBC story about Malik being found dead in a hotel room. So there were a lot of crying tweens who were upset that one of their beloved One Directions had gone One Direction up to heaven. But no, apparently all was well.
Oh my God, it's One Direction. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm peeing in my pants. I am shitting all over myself. It is One Direction.
There's one of those girls now. Lord is spectacularly well put together for a 17-year-old kid. She really is kind of remarkable. She doesn't want her fans to buy into the hype of photoshopping and images that are unrealistic. So what she did was she tweeted two photographs of herself yesterday on her Twitter page. One where she, in her words, looked like a somber, dewy fairy, where she had been all photoshopped and all dolled up. And the other one where she just looked like herself. And she captioned it, "I find this curious. Two photos from today. One edited so my skin is perfect and one is real. Remember, flaws are okay," as a message to her fans saying, don't buy into the image. Not everybody looks like that.
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
Hardly.
Then she was fat or something. I'm not really sure.
It's time for us all to go now.
So she's a very unusual young woman, isn't she?
She is. Lord? She is uniquely
It's a grounded, great role model, grounded. I think.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jimmy Cliff is 66 years old today. Actress Annette O'Toole turns 62. Susan Boyle of Britain's Got Talent fame is 53 years old. Actor, rapper, Method Man turns 43. Rachel Maddow from MSNBC is 41 years old. Sam Huntington turns 32, as does comedian Taron Killam. And Asa Butterfield, 17 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin DeBeecho with Adam Carolla talking about his new TV show, To Catch a Contractor. We also are going to tell you about Klingon beer, which is apparently a thing. And you smoked what? Based on today's kids are smoking coffee now, which is a great idea. Yeah. And we've got your tickets for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness in the party bus section. No party bus included, but that is tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.